Event Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested bodies are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this coming up week, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
N2LIQ.
KA2RZ.
Picked up three, that's good. FKC2WI, N2OIQ, and KA2ZNZ. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on?
KC2WI, well, I went to Boonville, actually got there a little bit late. There wasn't a lot of people running, but went out and did the 5K. I didn't run all of it. I gotta get back into shape. I walk a little bit fast walk, but anyway. And the weather was real nice. I saw as soon as I got back, I'd want to put on a sweatshirt and long pants and stuff, but it really wasn't too bad. And that's about it. I spent the whole day not working. I didn't get much real work done until later in the afternoon, and so that's one reason I was late for Boonville. He was in Lowville. But I had a guy come out from National Grid. I had two good ham radio things today, or recruiting, we'll say. First is... the guy that I talked to him yesterday and came out today to do some, RFI detection was a young kid and really, really interested in, you know, the technology and ham stuff and all that. And we didn't figure it out, but he's going to come back tomorrow. He didn't bring his spectrum analyzer. He said, I really should have thought about this. It was HF. I got to have to come back. But we must have spent 2 hours fooling around this morning looking at stuff. And, you know, I showed him the mobile, signal in the mobile, and I moved the car from the back of the driveway to the front of the driveway, down the street north, down the street south, all that kind of stuff, watched the meter. Really, really good. So that, we didn't make any great discoveries, but I'd say I made progress in at least getting someone interested. And he said that, I told him I called the Frontier, I called Time Warner. He said, well, he says, half the time they just call us anyway because by law we're required to deal with it, and they aren't really. So he says sometimes even if you call them, they end up blowing it off and calling the power company. And then this afternoon when I came out of the bank, there was a guy standing there looking at my big, 40-meter bug catcher antenna. One of the guys from the auto, it's whatever it is, or auto zone or auto, whatever the place is there. And he asked me about it, and we got talking, and he was really, really interested. He did some work with con stuff in the military, and he said, boy, I really think this is great, and when things go to pot, you're going to need it, and I've been wanting to get into it, but I'm busy and all that. I said, oh, it's not that hard. And gave him a card and wrote the website for the NNYRA and stuff like that, and I might have another recruit, so that'll be really good if that happens. I didn't get his card or his name, so I'll have to stop in the store sometime and see if he's there and twist his arm a little bit. KC2WI.
Well, the only thing I can say, Pete, is you have an awful lot of heart. Starting out with a run and then doing a walk and whatever. Well, at least with the HF, maybe got some answers with that. Got that at least in a direction where you get the problem taken care of. It always one of those things that kind of bugs you a little bit when you have a problem like that, you want to get to it, and yet you just never seem to find the time. You know, I've done that a little bit myself, time here and there. Okay, Pete, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. And we'll move along to Dan, N2OYQ. Dan, how's your evening?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and Pete, and Jack. Coming in after me. Hey, too much going on right now. I wanted to go to Watertown to lunch today, but I'm going to Watertown tomorrow to the New York State Water Police Association convention. And so I was going to save my gas and go tomorrow. I've never been to a convention before, so that'd be kind of interesting to see what that's all about. And, I've spent a few hours down there, and I gotta get back in time for my wife to go to work tomorrow night. So that's where our plans are tomorrow. And then Saturday and Sunday, I think I mentioned last night, that I gotta do, me and my son are doing night duty at St. Peter's Festival in Lyleville. So I'll be doing that nights and then sweeping during the day for a while, and then by long I'll go back down to the festival early Saturday evening before I got to overnight to listen to Patty Stamper Band, which is a good band. We have them at the Grimpton Flair Hall occasionally. So, anyways, I haven't seen that gang since spring. It's gonna be a busy weekend, but I'll be all right. And then Monday or Tuesday, I'll get a call from Rat and something to Adams. I bought a new spare tire for my camper. I've got this. A new spare tire for my camper, but I never had a spare. So I bought the tire up for my. I'm going to get the tire up for my spare tire. And Marty Rack put on the back of a camper on the back bumper. So store the tire. So just gotta wait for them because they had to order one. They didn't have one in stock. It'll be a busy few days, but that's all right. And the weather's supposed to get better. I think by Sunday it's supposed to be up 80s. Saturday don't look too bad now. There will come for thunder showers, but I don't know. I looked at a couple forecasts, and that's changed. It might happen overnight Friday and not go into Saturday. So that'd be good. Back to you, Bob. Have a good evening. And 2YQ Bear.
Okay, Dan. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounds like you had a pretty pretty full day and a lot on your plate. Yeah, I find that that works for me too. It makes my day go by quicker. Well, good. You have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. Thank you for checking in. KE2ZNZ, Jack, how you doing this evening? KA2ZNZ, Jack, you still there? Probably have some interference from the Rochester repeater. Yeah, I'll make another call with it. KA2ZNZ, Jack, are you still with us? Okay, well, we'll make another call, see if there's any additional check-ins, and Jack can jump in there anytime it's clear on his end. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins.
This is KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
AIT. Jeff, how are you doing? Boy, you sound like you got a little leftover cold or something going on there.
Well, hopefully it was temporary. I had to clear my throat there. Just hanging out here, tinkering around on online, just about wrapping it up here. And, worked most of the day. Yard work here. And, about
it.
That's
what to
do tomorrow. I'm
going
to head up to camp for a couple nights. So we'll turn it back to you,
KD2AIT. Okay, Jeff. Well, it sounds like you can't wait to get up there, and I can't say as I blame you. You know, it gives you a little away time and R&R time. And there again, you can just do what you feel like doing and work isn't an issue, and that works out pretty doggone good. I do that from time to time, but they're, like Sherry says, too few in between, I guess, or I make too little time for it, and I should probably get after it a little bit more, but I'm always busy with the project. Okay, Jeff, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. And we'll move along to John, WA2U.
Well, good evening, WA to you. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those listening. And yeah, Jack's probably getting hammered with the Rochester repeater. We used to go through that when we were down in Clay. It just blankets the whole area. But that's another whole discussion why they put that repeater on. When we had the coordination beforehand. But anyway, so. And that other repeater is very, very high up. I forgot it's 2,400 feet or 2,000-something feet up, so it's got a really high location. Had a good day today. Busy. Kathy stacked more wood. I guess that's the story. And I went up and I went out, it was late this afternoon, and cut up a few logs and wheeled them over to where the splitter is. In fact, I just put the chainsaw away about 15, 20 minutes ago, I guess, so went outside and picked all the stuff up that I had, helmet, chainsaw, put stuff away and covered up the wood splitter, so it's cooling off, but boy, the bugs are still out there, so I guess this is the time of the year for that, but anyways, good weather to sleep, so turn it back over to you, Bob. We'll say good evening to everyone on frequency. Sounds like everyone had a very, very busy day. WAQ back to Nuts.
say, John, well, I heard rumors. I don't know how true it is that, you know, you profess to do all this wood cutting. I hear you get Kathy out there and have her do the cutting and the splitting and working it that way. So, well, you got to go easy on her, you know. So with that, well, I'm glad you had a good day, and at least I know I did too, and kept myself busy all day to the point where when I walked in the door, almost needed a cane. But that's the way of it, you know, it's one of those things with the age, but it does get better. It's got its rewards. Anyway, that was a joke with the woodcut. So you have a good evening. Say hello to Kathy, and yeah, maybe Jake can squeeze in there in a little bit. Gets a little clear spot. I know he's from time to time. He's had trouble with that other repeater out there. Just buries him, and I don't think that's all that good to have a situation with him that close. Don't know what the circumstances are, but there should be some way of at least having some coordination, I guess, between them. That's another issue by itself. All right, John, you have a good evening, and say hello to Kathy for us, 73. Have a good day tomorrow. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else is here to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for checkouts.
Back.
All right, Jack, pick it up.
Yeah, okay. I was actually fighting with my printer here, having a little problem, so I gotta get some stuff copied for tomorrow, you know, it decides to act up. Anyways, not a bad day today. We got up in the up around 60, 61, something like that. I didn't actually check it. Down to 38 this morning at my location. Hancock Fuels at 36, but, you know, they're more out in the sticks. I don't know. And, so right now we've got 58. 7 cities all around. KA2, that ends up.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I thought you probably needed to find a hole in there with that other repeater kind of burying you a little bit. And, yeah, good day. It was an excellent day, and I think here it was probably, I looked at it at one point, I think it was 64. But it was down to 35 point something or other this morning. And I guess, tonight we're supposed to get it. It's going back down to 33 here. So we've already covered up most of the plants and watered them in for the evening, and hopes that they'll be all right. I don't know. You know, it seems like you always get nipped by one here and there. And you know, like the rhododendron, I think that gets nailed early on, and we're only getting partial blooms on that this year down the air and ground. So, well, anyway, thank you for checking in, and I'll be checking in with you in a little while anyway, Jack. So you have a good evening, and 73 to you. And I'll make another call, make a final call maybe, see if anyone else cares to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank John, Jeff, Jack, Dan, and Pete for checking in, all those that listen, 73 to everyone. Have a good evening and a better day tomorrow. This is N5AOW Clear.
event for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations coming out, please.
Evening, Jack. Can fly the AOW.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
KC2NBU. No traffic.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
Nice call. N5AOW, hello Bob. N2WBX, hello Dennis. KC2NBU, hello Ray. WA2U, hello John and Kathy. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations? Actually, I have net report to give, the action report to give to everybody, and I got enough of static on my end here tonight. Oh, okay, very good. I thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 73s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 is that, is it?